The seventh film from writer-director Wes Anderson is Moonrise Kingdom, which centers on two 12-year-olds who run off together. The supporting cast includes frequent Anderson collaborators Bill Murray and Jason Schwartzman, as well as Frances McDormand, Edward Norton, and Bruce Willis. Our film critic David Edelstein has this review.
Many people are rapturous over the work of Wes Anderson, and for them I expect Moonrise Kingdom will be nirvana. The frames are quasi-symmetrical, a strong center, often human, with misaligned objects on each side, suggesting a universe that's slightly out of balance, like a series of discombobulated dollhouses. The movie is a platonic romance set on an island off the coast of New England, the story of a 12-year-old girl and boy who merge their imaginative worlds. In an overture, the camera pans left to right, past a series of stylized rooms in the beach house of the girl, Susie, played by Kara Hayward. The camera lingers on an impressionistic needlepoint of a similar house, and a short time later, when Susie stares through the window in binoculars, it zooms out to show she's inside the house in that needlepoint. Pretty cool, huh? So the whole movie is like this big, self-referential art object. You could even interpret the action as unfolding in the mind of its feverishly creative boy protagonist, Sam, played by Jared Gilman, a bespectacled orphan on a scout trip with boys who relentlessly bully him. At the start of the film, Sam has escaped from the camp, leaving the hapless but sweet scoutmaster played by Edward Norton to exclaim, "Jiminy Cricket, he flew the coop." Soon it's clear that Sam and Susie are making their way toward each other across the island, with the party pooper grown-ups in pursuit. As in Anderson's other films, these are parents who can't parent. Sam's foster father tells the sheriff, played by Bruce Willis, that when the sheriff finds Sam, he doesn't want him back. Susie's parents are present, but still absent. She spies her mother, played by Frances McDormand, meeting in secret with Willis's sheriff, while her father, played by Bill Murray, is off somewhere in his own world. When Susie and Sam meet, she tells him she wishes she were an orphan, too, like the heroes in her magical storybooks. Sam brushes her off, saying he loves her, but doesn't know what she's talking about. He wouldn't wish his orphaned existence on anyone. The script of Moonrise Kingdom was co-written with Roman Coppola and is nearly as stylized as the movie's look, full of absurdist curlicues delivered deadpan. Anderson regular, Jason Schwartzman, shows up as another scout leader who's willing to preside over a marriage of sorts between the gum-chewing 12-year-olds.
You his girl?
Yes.
Technically, I'm a civil law scrivener. I'm authorized to declare births, deaths, and marriages. You're kind of young. You got a license. I can't offer you a legally binding union. It won't hold up in the state, the county, or frankly any courtroom in the world due to your age, lack of a license, and failure to get parental consent. But the ritual does carry a very important moral weight within yourselves. You can't enter into this lightly. Look into my eyes. Do you love each other?
Yes, we do.
But think about what I'm saying. Are you sure you're ready for this?
Yes, we are.
Okay, they're not listening to me. Let me rephrase it.
Oh, we're in a hurry.
Are you chewing? Spit out the gum, sister. In fact, everybody. I don't like the snappy attitude. This is the most important decision you've made in your lives. Now go over by that trampoline and talk it through before you give me another quick answer.
I wish that Moonrise Kingdom were as much of a showcase for the performers as it is for the cinematographer and designers. But this is stand in your place and say your lines acting, the stars essentially donating their likable selves for a higher cause. Although Bill Murray does have a few affecting moments when his character is in the throes of self-pity. The kid stars in their film debuts are fine. Jared Gilman, behind glasses that take up almost half his face. Kara Hayward, behind eyes onto which her character has glopped a load of mascara. Moonrise Kingdom carries a prominent dedication to Anderson's girlfriend, writer Juman Malouf, and it feels like a wedding present from one artistic soul to another. It's a deeply heartfelt work. Yet unlike Anderson's fans at this year's Cannes Film Festival, I was never carried away by it. It kept me at arm's length, more bemused than exhilarated. At several points, the soundtrack features a recording of Benjamin Britten's The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra, in which the instruments are presented together and singly. I'm guessing it's there because Anderson wants us to know how much he loves taking things apart and rearranging them, that what seems to some people, like me, fussy, even twee, is to others exquisite and moving. Moonrise Kingdom will divide people the way Anderson's other films do. But we can all agree that it's an object of beauty.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. You can join us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air. And you can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Melody Kramer is our associate producer of online media. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.